From the Fleming Fieldhouse, it's the final week of the regular season, and it's the first ever varsity basketball game between the Jefferson City Jays and the Capital City Cavaliers. Welcome to high school basketball on KWOS. I'm Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. On Friday, we will be over at the Rackers Fieldhouse, a key Central Missouri Activities Conference basketball game, as the Helias Crusaders meet the Bruins from Columbia Rockbridge, and then the regular season is in the books, David.
Where did it go? It's crazy, Kevin.
The month of February really went by, didn't it?
It really did, certainly with all the cancellations and the weather last weekend. And, you know, Kevin, you alluded to it just a minute ago. It's the last week of the regular season, the last basketball games of the regular season by these two basketball teams, and yet it's a first. It's just ironic kind of how this season in 2020 and 2021, when it comes to basketball, has been. But what a great night. Canceled Friday. Here on a Wednesday night, already got a great crowd and looking for a really entertaining basketball game tonight.
You had Capital City Cavaliers head basketball coach Darren Young on the coach's show Saturday morning. We talked about it from the fact of, you know, having to adjust your schedule through the pandemic, through the weather, but you didn't expect to have to reschedule a game because of water issues, and that's what happened on Friday.
Why not?
It just happens, right?
You know, why not? I mean, again, in the year of craziness and unknowns and what have you, and I know you and I were both en route here to call that, broadcast that game Friday night and got turned away, but you know what, having said that, you and I have been saying this all season, and these kids have had a chance to play basketball during a crazy times, and what an opportunity. First meeting between these two schools, and I know there's a ton of energy and excitement here in the Fleming Fieldhouse tonight.
Yeah, Friday I was actually sitting in the parking lot when you called me and said, where are you at? And I said, I'm sitting in the parking lot. And he goes, guess what? And I said, well, let me tell you this. When I drove past the school coming to the parking lot in the back of the school as I would come into the gym, I went past two fire trucks and I told you on the phone, that's not a good thing.
Absolutely. Pretty telling sign right there, Kevin.
All right, the Jefferson City Jays played earlier in the week against Troy Buchanan. The Jays come in with a mark of 9-14 on the season. This is their last game of the regular season. For the Capital City Cavaliers, David, they are 11-10 on the season. Two things. One, they haven't played since February the 6th. The second thing is they will schedule and have a game tomorrow to wrap up their regular season schedule against Sedalia Smith Cotton in a conference game.
Did not know that, and that's a great game, a great matchup, certainly a conference game for the Cavaliers to get. And you know, let's start talking about Coach Young and this young Cavaliers team. Year two, Kevin. Pretty impressive. One game over 500. Chance to keep that certainly tonight. Add to that. Districts next week. And we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. I believe it's next Tuesday. We're going to have these same two teams at this same venue right in the first round of districts as the seedings have come out. I know you'll talk about that a little bit. But what a great job Coach Young has done in his second year. A team without any seniors. We've had them several times. And, Kevin, they have continued to improve each and every time we've seen them. What'll be interesting tonight, they've had a lot of time off. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know what, when you have time off because of cancellations, you can still practice. With the weather we had last week, I don't know if anybody really had an opportunity to practice. So good thing he's had a couple days since last week to maybe get back in the gym, get some of the rust off. But still, it'll be interesting to see how they come out tonight.
You know, it'll be the 17th day when you take a look at it from the standpoint of playing their last game on February the 6th to playing tonight's basketball game on February the 23rd. And sometimes, David, you look at a basketball team that hasn't played in those 16 days, 17 as you look at tonight's basketball game, and sometimes they don't miss a shot early in the ball game, and other times they struggle. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here tonight with the Capital City Cavaliers. And you mentioned districts. The Helias Crusaders have picked up the number one seed in the four-team district. Jefferson City checking in at number two. The Capital City Cavaliers at number three. And Sedalia Smith Cotton at number four. What that means is on Tuesday next week, and we want to clarify one thing. Districts is going on this week for classes 1, 2, and 3. It's the end of the regular season this week for classes 4, 5, and 6, so their districts will start next week. And as David said, we'll be back here at the Fleming Fieldhouse on Tuesday night. These two teams will play again in the district semifinals. Helias will host Tedalia Smith-Cotton, while the Jays will host the Capital City Cavaliers. And that's the structure pretty much this year as far as postseason play and district is concerned. You have that situation where the higher seed would get to host, and I'm talking about it from the standpoint of I would consider the higher seed being number one.
Yes.
So they would host and number two would host in this four-team district, and that is why Helias will be at home on Tuesday, and the Jefferson City Jays will be at home on Tuesday as well. One of the things that makes it different than normal, David, is that you won't get a chance to see who you are playing, because usually when you have a district set up, everybody plays on the same night, and if you have eight teams, then you play four games. If you have four teams, you play two games. You won't have that this year because both teams are playing on Tuesday. Both of them will throw the ball in the air at the exact same time at 6 o'clock.
And it's going to force you to rely on your assistants, your scouting ability, film, data, all of those things. And also, Kevin, I don't know any teams that played last week because of the weather that really affected the entire state of Missouri. You may see some folks make some changes. You know, coaches are that way a little bit when you get into the postseason play with some adjustments and what have you. So hopefully you've done everything up to this point in time in the season that your kids are prepared. And the most important thing is, you know what, you don't want to overload those kids. You want them to come out, compete, play the best they possibly can. No more important time than postseason play for that to happen. And I anticipate a lot of those teams that you referenced have done just that.
All right, we talked about it at the top of the broadcast. The Jays played here Monday night against Troy Buchanan, and the Trojans win by 258-56. Tough loss for the Jays because they came from 17 points down in the third quarter to tie the ball game, only to have Troy score in the last 2 seconds of the ball game.
Yeah, a tough game, you know, a game that really kind of, it's kind of the Jeff City season, to be honest with you, a lot, Kevin. You know, they've played some really good quarters, done some really good things, and the game was tied at half, and Troy got an unbelievable run in the third quarter, only to have the Jeff City Jays catch them and an opportunity to win the game. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, it didn't fall Jeff City's way, but kind of a microcosm of the way the Jays have played most of the year this year, kind of hot and cold, good quarters, and unfortunately have a bad quarter. As we mentioned, just couldn't do enough Monday night to get that win against a really good Troy basketball team.
All right, your thoughts on a couple of these numbers. First of all, the Jays out-rebounded Troy the ball game 32-22. The Jays were 19 of 24 from the foul line. Troy only went to the foul line 9 times in the whole basketball game.
Yeah, first, those are two really good statistics for the Jeff City Jays. No question about that. Certainly from the free throw line. You know, you get late in the season. Now's the time that you need to knock those charity stripes down because, you know, there's next week there's no tomorrow. So a couple good statistics, and I don't know what the turnover rate was, but I know Troy has a very good three-point shooting basketball team, and I think that led to the separation and ultimately the outcome of that game.
Well, I have that number for you. The Jays turned the ball over 15 times in the ball game. Troy had 8 turnovers in the contest.
From a coaching perspective, there would be an indicator right there when you look at the outcome of the game and what maybe led to that. So,
as I mentioned, we had Darren Young, the head basketball coach for the Capital City Cavaliers, on the coach's show on Saturday and talked to him from the standpoint and congratulated him because last year was their first varsity season. They won 3 ball games. They've already won 11 this year.
They've already won. Kevin, real quick, got a guy here. Coach John Mosley, Lincoln University. You want to talk about somebody that's done something in this community? You folks out there listening today, John Mosley, good luck to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. What a great season. I know you are not done, my friend. Good luck the rest of the way. Good to see you. Darren Young as well, like John Mosley, has done a fantastic job this season. You mentioned 3 wins last year and has already tripled that, plus almost quadrupled if he gets a 12th this year. The thing I like about Coach Young is we've seen them improve. Kevin, we've done them, I think, 6-5 times, and each and every time their basketball team has gotten better. And not just in one part of the game. So many different facets of the game have done a great job. And he's got some talent, and we're starting to see that evolve this second year in that program.
Quickly, back to Monday night, as far as individual scoring was concerned, Sterling Deshaies led the way for the Jefferson City Jays in that basketball game, scoring 26 points. Michael Onencore had 14. You talked about Coach Mosley. We have Coach Shannon Jolly up here as well tonight.
Everybody's
here tonight. You know, I think you're going to have to move a couple of people because you won't be able to see the basketball game if you don't.
I'm about to tell these football guys down in front, I can't see. That's something they never hear.
Yeah, junior varsity game won tonight by the Jays, 66-56. And I'm going to get from you real quick before we take the timeout and get this one underway. One or two keys for each basketball team in this game tonight. First of all, the Jays.
Connect the dots. Connect the quarters. You know, we've seen this basketball team play with great confidence, play some really good basketball. Had a really nice winning streak there kind of in the middle, and then, you know, lost a couple games back-to-back, Warrensburg and Troy, and each of those games had a difficult quarter. Try to prevent having a difficult quarter. Continue to play their style, play with confidence. Capital City, I think the key for them is how they start this basketball game. Kevin hadn't played for couple of weeks. Obviously, there will be some added jitters to tonight's basketball game, being their first. These kids certainly grew up together, know each other. Hopefully, the racks calm down, both teams. And you know what? I'd love to see a high-scoring game with a lot of points going through the basket tonight.
And again, David will have to move a couple of people during the break, so we'll see if he comes back after this timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
The Hawthorne Bank family has always been our financial foundation.
Customers share how Hawthorne Bank's Jeff Carr can offer peace of mind advice.
I had some interruption in my revenue cycle. I went from having a very panicked phone call to Jeff to about 5 minutes later being totally at ease.
I was very overwhelmed. He made the process so much easier. He kind of took that fear away.
Life happens. You just try to be the calm voice in good and bad.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hawthorne Bank.
The Cavs play here on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox, moments away from the start of tonight's basketball game between the Jefferson City Jays and the Capital City Cavaliers. As we mentioned, junior varsity game won tonight by Jefferson City, a 10-point victory for the Jays over the Cavaliers. The final score, Jefferson City 66, Capital City 56, and we will tell you that David Fox back in the booth, headset on and ready to go.
Hey, there we go, Kevin. Exciting.
Had a chance to visit with Shannon Jolly for just a second.
Absolutely. It's so fun. And that's first and foremost, great crowd. Obviously, there's a lot of blue. There's a lot of red and black. And good student sections, and it's kind of a glimpse of how maybe we're getting back into some great rivalries and some stuff, and certainly we've had some limitations and restrictions, understandably so, but Kevin, both these teams like to score, and before we had the national anthem, that was kind of one of my hopes for tonight, that both teams kind of relax and get up and down the floor, and we have a very fun, active, entertaining basketball game to watch tonight.
Two players, and these are not just the only two players to watch tonight, but two players to watch tonight among those on the floor. For Jefferson City, of course, Sterling Deshaies, over 1,000 career points here at Jefferson City. Again, leading scorer against Troy on Monday night when he had 26 points. So that's a guy the Cavaliers are going to have to pay attention to on offense when the Jays have the basketball. For the Jefferson City Jays, we've been impressed all season long with Cordae Brown.
Yeah, for Capital City, absolutely, yes. And you know, Cordell is a downhill guy, Kevin. Has the ability to put the ball on the floor, get to the basket. You kind of look at this Capital City team. He's surrounded by shooters. With Meredith, got the big kid inside. Similar to Jeff City in a lot of different ways. And you mentioned Sterling, and man, what a career he's had so far up to this point in time. And also Pendleton. You know, Pendleton also has the ability to break the defense down. Does a great job at his penetration. But the key to really both these teams, I think, tonight is going to be how well they shoot the ball from the perimeter. Both of them are going to be able to get to the basket. Who's going to be able to knock down jumpers tonight?
Turned out the lights, so that indicates that the starting lineup is being announced for the Jefferson City Jays here at home at the Fleming Fieldhouse. Let's give you the starting lineups. First of all, for the Capital City Cavaliers. In the backcourt, it is Mitch Renfro, a junior at 5'11". Robert Gray, a sophomore at 5'7". And Cordae Brown, a junior at 6'. Up front for the Cavaliers, it is Ashton Kaysen. Kaysen is a junior at 6'1", and Blake Meredith, the sophomore at 6'4". For the Jefferson City Jays in the backcourt, Kevion Pendleton, a junior at 5'10". Steven Samuels, a sophomore at 5'10". Aaron Stallings, a senior at 6'. Up front, Sterling Deshay, a senior at 6'3". And Michael Onakor, he's a junior at 6'2". And I think the PA announcer tried to drown me out, but it didn't work.
Well,
at least I don't think it did.
No, but the drum lines here, Kevin, just FYI. We haven't heard them yet either.
Blake Meredith and Michael Onakor. Onakor for the Jays, Meredith for the Cavaliers. We're about ready to start this basketball game. First ever varsity basketball game between Jefferson City and Capital City. The tip is controlled by the Cavaliers. And we're underway, and it's Robert Gray who will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Kevion Pendleton. Swings it around to Cordae Brown, hash mark left side. Brown shielding the basketball away as the defense comes up into his face. Puts it on the floor, slides to the right side, loses the handle, ball goes out of bounds. That pressure defense up top, I believe, by Michael Onakor helping out. And it's a turnover on the first possession of the ball game tonight for the Cavaliers, and the Jays quickly back the other way. Samuels trying to pass it out to the outside, stolen by the Cavaliers. Back the other way, Ashton Kaysen, shot rolls the rim, no good, but the steal by Brown, the lead pass to Kaysen. Kaysen putting it up in the lane, it rolled the iron, no good. Contact and a foul be called on the Jays. And so with 26 seconds into the basketball game, each team with a turnover, and now the first foul in the ball game called on Steven Samuels of the Jays. Ashton Kaysen at the line has the first one drop, but it's a 1-0 lead for the Capital City Cavaliers.
Yeah, let's see. With Capital City was in man-to-man in the half court that last possession here. If we get a made free throw, let's see if they extend their defense a little bit early on in this game.
Second one in and out. Rebound, Michael Onakor. Kicks it quickly up in the front court. With the basketball, Kevion Pendleton. Pendleton throws it on the right sideline to Stallings, down to Michael Onakor. Onakor taking the pass, and as he stepped to his right, he was tied up by Robert Gray. I think a jump will be called in an alternate possession. It will stay with the Jays. Good defense by Gray to get hands on the basketball and to also keep Onakor from spinning and going to the bucket.
Real good rotation that time by Gray, and also a nice pass that time. Onakor on the right block, good post position, good post feed, and a better job defensively that time by Gray.
They get it down to Sterling Deshay. Turnaround jumper is no good. Put back off the glass and good. Kevion Pendleton, they got it down low. Turnaround one-hander was no good by Sterling Deshay, but the putback was, and the first 2 points scored by Kevion Pendleton. And a missed shot by the Cavaliers. Three from Pendleton, in and out, no good. Rebound Deshay, fadeaway jumper in the lane is good. Rebound, offensive putback. Sterling Deshay with his first 2-4-0 run for the Jays. Lead 4-1. Mitch Renfro baseline. Bounce pass. Trying to get it to Meredith. Stolen away by Michael Onakor. They start back the other way. Check that. That is to Sterling Deshay. Now Onakor picks up the loose basketball. Puts it up and in. Sterling Deshay lost the handle. Ball behind him was picked up by Onakor in the paint. He has his first two. Jays on a 6-0 run. Here's Cordae Brown down the left side of the lane to the bucket. Off the glass. Spins out. No good off the iron. Rebound to the Jays. Quickly up the floor, Kevion Pendleton. Pendleton puts on the brakes, loses his footing, falls to the floor, gets the basketball. Still has it, now gets it to Sterling Deshay. He has a triple team, kicks it up front. Quick touch pass from Pendleton to Samuels. His three is no good. Rebound grabbed by Michael Onakor, and traffic puts up a shot that's no good. Tip and picked up by Robert Gray. Starts back with Renfro. Pitches it left side. Renfro for three. Good.
Wild sequence, Kevin. Back and forth we go. Kind of a crazy possession by the Jays. The Cavaliers finally get a rebound. Nice kick out. Big three.
Pendleton in the lane. Pull-up jumper is no good off the iron. Rebound is grabbed by Pendleton in the paint. He leans underhand feed to Onakor, who finishes off the glass.
Well, what a nice pass. Early on, Kevin, the Cavaliers are really having a difficult time on the defensive end rebounding. It's led to 6 of the 8 points early on by the Jeff City Jays.
Onakor has 4, 8-4 lead for the Jays. Robert Gray between the circles dribbles the basketball for the Cavaliers. Left side pass to Ashton Kaysen. Kaysen, top of the key, gets it to Brown. Three away, front of the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Kevion Pendleton just inside the foul line. Right-hand dribble, top of the key, switches hands, cuts to the right. Now to the left, feeds it to Sterling Deshaies. Ball fake, gets his man to commit, comes in the lane. Underhand shot off the glass and good. Got his man to come out defensively, then he put it on the floor. David went strong to the glass, and Sterling Deshaies has four. Michael Onakor with four. Pendleton started the scoring with his first two of the ball game for the Jays. They are up 10-4 for the Capital City Cavaliers. There's backcourt pressure and a foul on Samuels, and that's his second for the Jays. For the Cavaliers, they have a foul shot from Ashton Kaysen to start the scoring in this basketball game and a three from Mitch Renfro. 4:50 left to go in the opening quarter.
And you can tell, Kevin, the strength of the Jeff City Jays as well as the size. Again, the Cavaliers not having any seniors. And Jeff City's playing a lot of younger kids as well. Please don't understand that. But the athleticism and overall size and quickness of the Jays has been a factor early on in this game.
Robert Gray, top of the key. Nice pass down low to Ashton Kaysen off the glass. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Sterling Deshaies. Sterling Deshaies draws a double team as he backs in on the dribble across half court. Gets it to Kevion Pendleton. Pendleton puts on the brakes, top of the key. Feeds it to Samuels. Puts it on the floor, comes in the lane, puts up a shot. Traffic block. Whistle and a foul called. Kaysen got the block. Foul called on the Cavaliers. Stops the clock with 4:20 left to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, again, we've seen a lot of dribble penetration by really both teams, but the Jeff City Jays in particular are really able to break the initial defense, the initial closeout by the Capital City Cavaliers, and Jeff City's doing a nice job getting past that first defender, getting to the paint, as we kind of anticipated, and that's kind of the way Jeff City likes to play. Tonight they're having a lot of success doing that early on in this game.
All right, Kaysen picked up the foul. That's his first. Thomas Cassetti has checked in for the Capital City Cavaliers, replacing Blake Meredith. First one was missed. Another one in the two-shot foul coming for Samuels. It's on the way, and it's good. First point for the sophomore. And the lead is 7 as Keith Driver checks in, checking out as Steven Samuels. Good move because he has two fouls here midway through the first quarter of play. Driver up top defensively for the Jays along with Stallings, and they create a turnover. Stallings with the steal, works with Driver, back to Stallings, puts it up and in. And that's the first two for Aaron Stallings, and it gets Coach Darren Young up off the bench to call the timeout as the Jays lead by a score 13-9. David, they had the two guards right at the half-court stripe as the Cavaliers crossed half-court. And I'm talking about Driver along with Stallings, quick hands, got the defense, got the steal, got the numbers at the other end, and the finish by Stallings, his first two in the ballgame.
Yeah, first time Cap City seen that this game, Kevin. A little half-court trap. Gray kind of dribbled into it, not quite aware of it, didn't have very good passing angles, but let's give Jeff City credit. They've really come out here in this first quarter and dictated tempo defensively and really dominating the offensive and defensive glass, which has led to some easy buckets as well.
Yeah, we talked about the fact that these two teams are going to play again next Tuesday night in the first round of district, so both basketball teams want to give the other team something to think about the next couple of days.
Yeah, and here we've got a different alignment by the Jeff City Jays. We'll see how Capital City versus this half-court trap differently than the last possession. Kev, we'll see as Cap City attacks it.
Ashton Kaysen gets a feed in the left corner as we return to action. Putting it on the floor was Thomas Cassetti. Ball got knocked away from him, picked up by Driver. Lead bounce pass to Onakor. Onakor with a layup, and it's good. Onakor came down the right side of the lane. Huge steps off the dribble as he cut to his left. And a nice shot off the window. Michael's got 6. The Jays by 11. Robert Gray penetrates, kicks it out. Renfro for 3. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Robert Gray in traffic. Kicks it up top. Corday Brown penetrates, comes down the lane. Shot off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Tried to hand it off to Gray. Stolen away by the Jays. Outlet pass. 2 on that. Kevion Pendleton with the layup. And it's good. Pendleton's got 4 just like that. The Jays by 13, 17-4 with 3:08 left to go in the opening quarter.
Kevin, Cap City had a couple of really nice looks that last possession and just couldn't get the ball to fall, and playing a little fast right now, kind of playing into Jeff City's hands the way Jeff City's pressuring, especially on the defensive end, and getting some really easy baskets in transition.
Pass to Renfro, and he stepped out of bounds for the Cavaliers off the turnover. Jays back the other way. Jays moving the ball very well on offense, and I mean they are getting after it on defense. Pendleton, top of the key, feeds it to Sterling Deshaies. Leans with the right foot, puts it on the floor, comes inside the foul line, kicks it out to Stallings for three. This one a little bit long and no good. Rebound grabbed by Cordae Brown, weaves through traffic. Top of the key, continues on down the lane. Nice between a pair, puts up the shot on the runner, no good. Cassetti tried to save it before it went out of bounds, and they say it was last touched by the Jays. I think they're going to change this. I think Cassetti touched it last.
I think you're exactly right, but again, another possession, another really good look by Capital City, and unfortunately, Brown couldn't get that to drop.
Thomas Cassetti checks out of the basketball game. Blake Meredith checks back in for the Cavaliers. Stallings has checked out for the Jays, and Quinn Walker checks in for Jefferson City. It was out on the Cavaliers. Officials conferred and changed the call, and it's the correct call, and the three in and out no good by Pendleton, and the rebound to Ashton Kaysen of the Capital City Cavaliers. You always like when they have a chance to talk about it for just a second, and they switched it, and that was the correct call, David.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Get it right. Nice job by the officiating crew.
Three-point shot by Ashton Kaysen, scrapes the rim, bounds to the corner off a deflection, goes out of bounds, last touch by the Cavaliers.
You know, Cap City's kind of in that first open shot, first good look, take it. I don't know that that's Coach Young wants, but the pressure of the Jeff City Jays right now is really creating so many problems just to initiate your offense, getting a guard to forward or a guard to guard pass to create some type of offensive actions. Jeff City's up in the passing lanes, and each and every time a player has it, boy, they are really up pressure.
All right, Quinn Walker, the three-point arc, gets it to Michael Onikor. He comes down the lane, kicks it in the left corner to Walker. Ball fake, got Renfro up in the air, didn't shoot it, gets it back to Michael Onikor. Baseline, awkward shot, in and out, no good. Almost dropped, got his own rebound, took it away from Meredith, puts up a shot, no good. Sterling Deshaies with the rebound, puts it up off the glass, and good. He was underneath the basket, leaned back out, and banked it home. Sterling Deshaies got six, Jays by 15. 19-4 with a minute 23 left to go in the opening quarter. Ashton Kaysen coast-to-coast with a driving layup. It's no good. Rebound comes to Sterling Deshaies. He'll go coast-to-coast. He puts up the shot. It's good. Came down with the left-hand dribble, switched it to the right hand, kissed it off the glass. Sterling Deshaies has eight, Jays by 17, and the pressure creates another turnover. Outlet pass to Driver, two-on-one, bounce pass, Sands. Sands back to Driver, off the glass and good.
Nice break by the Jets.
Sands and Driver.
Unselfish play. What a great break.
At a timeout, just about a minute left to go in the opening quarter, and the Jays have gone out to a 23-4 lead. Timeout on the floor here at the Fleming Fieldhouse. We're back with more basketball in 1 minute.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what's possible, to support ideas of all shapes and businesses of all sizes, to bring the power of banking to your doorstep and in the palm of your hand with online tools to keep your cash flow in line, turning lines of credit into lines of customers. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood and Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making decisions locally.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City at Osage Beach.
All right, back to action. The Jays have the basketball on a steal, and Kobe Sands knocks down a three. So after the timeout, a steal by the Jays, a bucket by Kobe Sands, and it's 26-4 in favor of Jefferson City. Ashton Kaysen, nice pass down low, and the finished Blake Meredith gets his first two.
Much needed basket by the Capital City Cavaliers. Nice pass, as you mentioned, good finish by Meredith.
All right, 25 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. They get it to Sterling Deshaies. Sterling Deshaies will be called for traveling. Went up, came back down before he passed the ball. And so the Cavaliers get it back with 23 seconds left to go in the opening quarter. They scored the first point in the basketball game, and then the Jays really took over and lead by 20 with 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Gray across the timeline, tried to get it to Meredith, tipped away by Parker Gourley, who's checked into the ball game. Here's Kobe Sands in the left corner, back out to Quinn Walker, 10 seconds left to go. Driver just inside the three-point arc, backs out between the circles, resets the offense, slides to the left side, feeds in the corner, Sands catches, launches, it's a little bit long off the back of the rim, buzzer sounds, and the first 8 minutes of this basketball game are in the books, and a terrific first 8 minutes of basketball on both ends of the floor for Tony Phillips' Jefferson City Jays, and after one, it's Jefferson City 26, Capital City 6, and high school basketball on KWOS returns after this 1 minute timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
Cavaliers basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. After one, it's the Jefferson City Jays leading the Capital City Cavaliers. Seven different players score in the first quarter for the Jefferson City Jays. Sterling Deshaies leads the way with eight. Michael Onakor had six. Tavion Pendleton with four. Three for Kobe Sands. Two for Aaron Stallings. Two for Keith Driver. One for Steven Samuels. Four the Capital City Cavaliers, three from Mitch Renfro in the first quarter. Blake Meredith with two, one for Aston Kaysen. Cavaliers touch it first as we start the second quarter. Jays by 20. Turnaround 15-footer at the foul line. No good by Aston Kaysen. Blake Meredith tried to get the rebound, and I think over the back, Meredith is going to pick up the foul.
Nice job by Capital City, though, coming out of this the first quarter. Again, Jeff City with a little bit of a half-court trap. Case into the middle third, nice pass. Wide open jump shot, unfortunately, just couldn't get it down.
Keith Driver, three-point arc up to Sands between the circles. Jeff City has the basketball. Walker gets it to Sterling Deshaies. Long jumper, in and out, no good. Just inside the three-point arc, and the rebound to the Capital City Cavaliers. Cordae Brown across the timeline, crossover dribble, comes to the left wing, comes in the lane. Nice underhand feed to Meredith. He finishes off the glass with the right hand.
And that's that penetration we've seen out of Cordell Brown this year. Well, quick comment about the first quarter. Jeff City has dictated tempo with their pressure defense, Kevin. And again, seven players scored in that first quarter. What a great, great thing from a coaching staff to see if you're the Jeff City Jays.
Quinn Walker at the top of the key for the Jays. Feeds it right sideline to Keith Driver. Driver with the left-hand dribble. One-handed pass to Sands down the left corner. His pass goes to Walker. They dump it down to Parker Gourley. He spins, puts up a shot. No good. Follow by Sterling Deshaies. Offensive rebound put off the glass and down. And he's already in double figures with 10. And the Jays back to that 20-point lead at 28-8. Aston Kaysen gets it to Cordae Brown. Brown, left wing, back up top to Blake Meredith. Puts it on the floor. Tried to spin. Ball knocked out of his hands, but I think a reach-in will be called on Keith Driver for Jefferson City. That'll be his first in the basketball game. Team foul number three on the Jays.
Actually, Kevin, I think that's a tough call. I believe that was.
Oh, they're actually going to call that one the second.
Off on Meredith, which would be his second foul. Is that right?
Yep. Thought they called the reach in on Keith Driver. All right, so Meredith picks up his second. Jays have got the basketball. Walker, top of the key, feeds it to Sterling Deshaies, left wing. Pulls it up, 15-footer away. Good. Boy, that's a nice, soft left-wing jumper that hits nothing but net. A dozen in the ballgame for Sterling Deshaies. Aston Kaysen comes in the lane, off-balance shot, in and out, no good as it spins off the glass. And he is fouled in the act of shooting, so he'll go to the line with 6:04 left to go in the first half.
You know, the Cavaliers, even though they're down, 22 here in the second quarter, this may sound crazy. Once they can get the ball past the initial pressure of the Jeff City Jays, they're getting to their players and they're able to get to the basket a little bit. Don't know if it's the pressure of the night, first matchup, or having multiple days without playing a game, but the Cavaliers up to this point in time have really struggled scoring the basketball.
Jays make a host of substitutions between the first and second foul shot. Back in Michael Onakor, back in Kevion Pendleton, back in Steven Samuels. First one was good. Second one in and out. No good by Ashton Kaysen. The Jays get the rebound and they start back. Top of the key with it. Steven Samuels puts on the brakes. Feeds it to Sterling Deshaies. Three is on the way. Good.
All the people in the gym to leave wide open. I don't know that Sterling Deshaies would be that guy. Good find that time by Stallings.
He already has 7 points in the second quarter. The drive by Cordae Brown at the other end is no good off the glass. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Capital City Cavaliers. So with Sterling Deshaies already 15 points in the ball game, 8 in the first quarter, 7 already here in the second quarter. We still have 5:35 left to go before halftime. And the Jays lead this one 33-9. Kevion Pendleton feeds a 3-point arc. Michael Onokor on the left side. Up top to Samuels, right side Kevion Pendleton. Nice bounce pass down low and working and putting up the hook shot that was no good was Michael Onokor. And the rebound comes to Ashton Kaysen of the Cavaliers. A bounce pass across half court to Robert Gray. Back out to Ashton Kaysen. He loses the handle and with the defense and the steal, and Stallings has the bucket. Aaron Stallings has 4 in the basketball game. Cassetti pivots, might have gotten away with the travel at the top of the key before he released the basketball. Brown one hands a pass, Ashton Kaysen, long distance three, and it's good. He's got 5 of their 12 points and a pass in the lane. Cassetti with the defense on a spin move and a jumper by Onokor. Good defense by Thomas Cassetti to block the shot. Rebound, Cordae Brown stuck in traffic on a double team, and the Cavaliers call a timeout with 4:39 left to go.
I think Kevin Coach Young, I think, was politicking for a foul, and I think the official thought he was calling a timeout. Coach Young pleading his case, and I think he has won. Unfortunately, he didn't get a foul call, but he won because he didn't get a timeout call.
That's exactly what happened. And it'll be inbounded by the Capital City Cavaliers with 4:39 left to go in the first half.
All right, Capital City just had a three. Let's see if they can put a little run together and see if they might be able to put a couple offensive possessions and cut into this Jeff City lead.
All right, Robert Gray across the timeline draws the double team, gets it in the middle of the floor with this pass to Ashton Kaysen. Kaysen with a bounce pass to the left hash mark with it now. Robert Gray. Gray gets around. Pendleton comes in the lane, whips a pass in the left corner. Caught by Renfro. Renfro to the bucket with the leaner. It's no good. Ball on the baseline. Saved by the Cavaliers. Three on the way by Kaysen's long and no good. And Kevion Pendleton with the rebound. Outlet pass to Sterling Deshaies. He tried to put it on the floor. It was knocked off of his hands and it touched his knee before it went out of bounds. And the Cavaliers get it back with 4:07. Left to go in the first half, 35-12, Jefferson City. Robert Gray will be met at half court by Kevion Pendleton. Passes left side, the left sideline to Ashton Kaysen. To Renfro, top of the key for three. It's no good. Rebound is grabbed by Onokor. Tied up by Thomas Cassetti. As they go to the floor, jump will be called with 3:50 left to go in the first half, and the ball will belong to Jefferson City. Parker Gourley checks back into the basketball game. Michael Onokor checking out for Jefferson City. And Sterling Deshaies will inbound it, and now some full court pressure from the Capital City Cavaliers.
Yeah, Kevin, first time we've seen that tonight.
I think they're going to attend to Michael Onokor over on the sidelines. I don't know what happened there, David, but they're over checking him out as he checked out of the basketball game. And Kevion Pendleton and Steven Samuels bring it across the timeline, and Samuels has it stripped away by Brown. Outlet from Gray to Ashton Kaysen, and Kaysen with a layup at the other end is good, and he's got 7 in the basketball game. Across the timeline, here come the Jays back. Jump stop, lean, double pump fake, off the glass and good. What a shot by Kevion Pendleton, and great body control. Kiss off the glass, and he's got 6. Robert Gray at the other end with a leaner. It's no good off the window. Rebound Stallings, outlet 2 on none. Sterling Deshaies with the one-hand jam. Nobody back for the Cavaliers, and the one-hand jam from Sterling Deshaies. He's got 17. Ashton Kaysen, scoop shot, good in the lane.
Nice move that time by Kaysen, but again, Capital City's got to get back on defense, Kevin.
Dump it down to Parker Gourley, back up top. Now penetrating on the dribble. From the right sideline is Samuels. Gets it to Parker Gourley, back to Samuels. Top of the key, Kevion Pendleton. Good look for three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Parker Gourley, trying to put it on the floor, reaching in to take it away was Ashton Kaysen. And a whistle, and it will be Cavalier basketball. Check that was Colby Gates. with the tie-up and on the alternate possession. It'll go to the Cavaliers with 2:41 left to go in the first half. Robert Gray will bring it across the timeline with 2:35 left. 39-16 Jefferson City here in the first half. Gray feeds it over on the left sideline to Ashton Kaysen. Kaysen open for three, thought about it, now passed it to Brown. Brown lost the handle as he was going through the lane. It was picked up in a three on the way, no good by Robert Gray. Rebound Jays, outlet pass in the front court, and it's intercepted by Ashton Kaysen. And Kaysen coming down as he's backpedaling to try to catch the long pass is called for traveling with a basketball. The Jays will make five substitutions out on the floor with 2:17 left to go in the first half. We've seen them pretty much all season long, David, substitute 10 up to a dozen in most basketball games.
Yeah, this is not something new by the Jeff City Jays, without a doubt, Kevin. They play a lot of players and look at a lot of different combinations tonight. Every combination they've played with has been very successful.
Driver from three is in and out, no good. The rebound comes to the Capital City Cavaliers. Nice head and shoulder fake then on the drive. Shot, whistle, and a foul on the drive. Renfro with the bucket. Trying to come up with the charge was, I believe, Keith Driver. But they're going to call a block foul instead on Driver. And it'll be a bucket and a chance for a three-point play for Mitch Renfro on a strong move baseline left side of the bucket.
Yeah, nice take by Lincoln. Again, every time Cap City gets the ball outside of the middle against that initial pressure of the Jeff City Jays to one wing or the other, they've had some success in the driving lanes and attacking. That time you saw that by Renfro.
They call a lane violation on the made foul shot, so take that off the board. Renfro stays with five in the ballgame. Now the Jays have it with 1:50 left to go in the first half. Deshaun Webster at the top of the key hands it off, and a long three is on the way. In and out, no good by Nathan Huddle. And then there's a whistle and a foul on the rebound. It'll go against the Jays. Be team foul number five, I think, on Jefferson City. We're going to check it. Maybe Quinn Walker. Let's wait and see what the board says. Yep, yep. Walker picks up his first in the ballgame.
Nice box out that time by the Cavaliers.
Renfro with a bounce pass in from Brown. Brings it across the timeline. Gets a double team. Ball stripped up in the air. He gets it back. Feeds it middle of the floor to Cordae Brown. Brown puts it on the floor. Again, the Jays double teaming that basketball and doing a great job here in the first half with that. Ashton Kaysen puts it on the floor, comes in the lane off balance. Shot is no good. A whistle and a foul called. Kaysen did what you have to do. That's basically when there's a double team trap, you got to find some way to get out of it. And he did that trip down. He was able to weave between two, and then there was an open lane, as you've talked about it. There was an open lane once he got past that pressure, and Keith Driver picked up the foul.
I think they're starting to identify that, too. And you know, early on, Kevin, and they've done a much better job here in the second quarter identifying that trap. And, you know, it's hard to dribble out of a trap. You know, you got to keep your head up. You got to have passing options. And I think they've done a better job here in the second quarter versus, as you mentioned, this really tremendous half-court trapping that the Jeff City Jays have done tonight.
Ashton Kaysen makes both foul shots. He's got 11 in the ballgame, 39-20 Jays. Minute 20 left to go in the first half. Sands, three-point arc left side, will dribble up between the circles, watched by Ashton Kaysen. He hands it off to Deshaun Webster, around a pick set by Sterling Deshaies. They feed it in the left corner to Driver, back up top to Sands, comes to the foul line with the dribble, backs back out between the circles, gets it to Webster, three away, no good off the iron, rebound, Sterling Deshaies off the glass and good. An 11-point second quarter, 19 in the first half for Sterling Deshaies, and the Jays back to that 21-point lead at 41-20. Less than 45 seconds left to go in the first half as Cordae Brown slides to the right side, cuts to the left, comes down the lane. Nice between a pair off the glass to get first 2 points for Cordae Brown on a nice drive. Here comes Keith Driver back the other way for the Jays. Feeds it to Webster, back up top to Driver. Half a minute left to go in the first half. Nice drive that time by Cordae Brown.
Yeah, again, break that double team up at the top, and nice job attacking and getting to the basket.
Driver travels with the basketball. Ball was slapped out of his hands as he brought up off the dribble and put it down the floor a second time with 21 seconds left to go in the first half. Cavaliers will get it back. And they'll bring it up the floor with Robert Gray crossing half court with 17 seconds left to go in the first half. A lob caught by Ashton Cation on the right sideline. Crossover dribble. Circles back up between the circles with 8 seconds left. Gets it to Robert Gray. Gray puts it on the floor. Strong drive. Then gets it out to Cassetti. Cassetti off the glass and good. That was created by Robert Gray's penetration. Cassetti finishes off the glass. His first 2 points in the basketball game. And a three-quarter shot by the Jays. Short buzzer sounds as you heard. And the first half is in the books. At halftime, it's the Jefferson City Jays 41, the Capital City Cavaliers 24, and high school basketball on KWOS returns after this 90-second timeout.
What is the best thing about Hawthorne Bank?
You're more than just a number or a bank account.
And they care. Having a banker that knows you, that knows your business, I mean, you can't even put a price on that.
They are genuinely interested in the community. It made me feel like I was going to have a partner in my business and not somebody that was just going to sit there and crunch the numbers.
This has just been an answer to prayer to be a part of this family that's the Hawthorne Bank family.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, Hawthorne Bank.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC. At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
Cavaliers basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox at halftime. It's a 17-point lead for the Jefferson City Jays over the Capital City Cavaliers. 41-24 is your score. Jefferson City outscoring Capital City 26-6 in the first quarter. Cavaliers coming back to outscore the Jays 18-15 in the second quarter. Jays by 17 at the half. 41-24 for the Jays. 19 points in the first half, 11 of those coming in the second quarter. Sterling Deshaies leads all scorers at half, again with 19. Six in the first half for Michael Onakor. Kevion Pendleton with six. Aaron Stallings with four. Kobe Sands with three. Keith Driver with two. One for Steven Samuels. Again, Sterling Deshaies with 19 to lead the Jays. For the Capital City Cavaliers, they get 11 in the first half from Ashton Cation. 10 of those coming in the second quarter of play. Mitch Renfro with five at halftime. Blake Meredith with four. Thomas Cassetti with two. Cordae Brown with two. 24 in the first half for the Capital City Cavaliers.
Yeah, Kevin, and you know, 17-point lead here at halftime by the Jeff City Jays, but you know, Cap City got back in this basketball. I say back in it, cut the deficit in the second quarter, really by handling that initial trap of that half-court pressure by the Jeff City Jays. And we said this, when they get the ball to the wings or the outside thirds, there are some attacking opportunities, and they've done just that. You know, scoring on four of the last six possessions before halftime. So a little confidence by Capital City going in, but at the same time, confidence, this Jeff City Jay basketball team, defensively flying all over the place, extremely active, dominating the boards, and you're talking about a confident team, 41 points at half, and really dictating and controlling this basketball game on both ends of the floor.
You know, they had a lot of energy from the get-go in this basketball game in the first half, didn't they?
Well, this game means a lot. It means a lot to both these teams and both these programs. And, you know, Jeff City, we talked about next week, districts are going to see each other again. And, you know, we're at crunch time. And, you know, Jeff City's been competing very well the last month or so. Tough loss here or there. But you know what? They've been in basketball games where they've won, and they also in positions to win. And I don't think there's any question. We've talked about their talent and their ability and how they sometimes are kind of streaky. Tonight we've seen them play two really good quarters. This is a dangerous basketball team, Kevin, as we move forward.
Friday night will be over at the Rackers Fieldhouse at Central Missouri Activities Conference basketball game as the Hoash Crusaders will wrap up the regular season slate as they will host the Bruins from Columbia Rockbridge. At last check, the Bruins with one loss in the conference, Columbia Hickman with one loss in the conference, and the Hoash Crusaders with one loss in the conference. A big ball game and a big win for Columbia Hickman last week. Man, as they beat Columbia Rockbridge, I think, for the first time in 8 years.
It's amazing, absolutely. And congratulations, Cray Logan, been at it a while, and Jim Scanlon and the Rockbridge Bruins have been at the top, been up there for so many years, and it's nice to see that spread a little bit. You know, congratulations to Coach Logan, and their district next week is going to be unique because of that win. They're going to host Rockbridge next Tuesday. I believe Washington is the number one seed. Battle, who unfortunately has had some COVID issues, I think just got back to practicing today, Kevin, is the four seed in that district.
Last night at the Rackers Fieldhouse, Helias moved to 17-5 on the season with a victory over Bolivar. Beat the Liberators by 20, 71-51. A 29-point first quarter for the Crusaders last night. They were 12 of 26 from the three-point arc. Only three turnovers in the basketball game for the Helias Crusaders. Desmond White with 28 points. 17 from Malcolm Davis, and Damon Johans chips in with 15. They are at Sedalia Smith-Cotton in conference play tonight. Wrap up the regular season at home, as we mentioned, against Columbia Rockbridge on Friday. Also last night, over at the Falcon Athletic Complex, it was the Blair Oaks Falcons moving to 19-4 on the season with a, 106-58 win over the Versailles Tigers. Yes, 106-58, the final score. Quinn Cushion with 33 points. Luke Northweather with 24. Carson Fringer had 12. And the Falcons are 19-4, 6-0 in Tri-County Conference play. Thursday night, they will be in Eldon to take on the Mustangs with the chance to win the Tri-County Conference outright. Another great season for Ryan Fick and the Blair Oaks Falcons. They are 19-4. They are the number one seed in their district next week. The number two seed, the Fatima Comets, both Blair Oaks and Fatima drawing first round byes. District semifinals will be on Thursday. The Blair Oaks Falcons would host the winner of the ball game between Salem and Owensville. And then the championship game is scheduled for 3 o'clock next Saturday in Owensville. And you have a situation where the Fatima Comets and the Blair Oaks Falcons know each other well. They've played twice this year already.
Why do we feel like every time this time of the year comes around and we talk about our friends in Blair Oaks and Fatima and the two Ryans, Fick and Robinson, we always talk about them, and they always, as you mentioned, they've already played a couple times this year, and they're going to butt heads, in my opinion, yours too, I assume, a week from Saturday for another district championship.
Yeah, both of them know each other very
great
well. They're friends. Very good friends.
Great and, players.
They,
absolutely.
They love coaching against one another in those types of basketball games.
I bet they have some great times postseason together talking about all of that too.
And, of course, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. There's some other teams in the district would say, well, wait a minute, we still have basketball to be played. But if the seeds hold true, then it's 1-2, Fatima and Blair Oaks in Owensville a week from Saturday at 3 o'clock.
They call that chalk, right? If the chalk is correct. I saw that on TV. I saw Dick Vitale or somebody say that. But I know you're being politically correct. I'm going to tell you, I anticipate another Ryan matchup a week from Saturday.
And then, of course, next Tuesday, as we mentioned, top of the broadcast, the first round of district, Helias will host today Smith-Cotton. The Jays will host the Capital City Cavaliers Tuesday. Both games scheduled to start at 6 o'clock. We're on the air at 5:45 right here at the Fleming Fieldhouse in a rematch between these two basketball teams in the first round of district. With four teams, it's the district semifinals. And then, of course, the championship game would be at the higher seed on Friday. And if the seeds hold true, it would be Helias at home to host the Jefferson City Jays again if the seeds hold the way they are right now, 1-2. A couple of things I want to pass along real quick. As we mentioned, this is the last week of the regular season for classes 4, 5, and 6. For classes 1, 2, and 3, districts started on Monday. And I want to pass along Calvary Lutheran in Class 2, played their district game and lost to Sacred Heart out of Sedalia. The final score was 74-52. Morgan Allen with 14 points for the Lions in that basketball game. We had the pleasure of having Calvary Lutheran head basketball coach Bo Monson on the coaches show on Saturday morning, so wanted to pass that score along. The Hawaii's Lady Crusaders last night over Macon, 44-41. Lindsey Byers with 15 points last night. Lady Crusaders moved to 16-4. They will be at home to wrap up their regular season on Thursday against Columbia Rockbridge. Capital City Cavaliers beat Sedalia Smith Cotton 57-43. Brooklyn Green with 14 points in their win. And they will be at home on Thursday to wrap up their regular season against Mexico. And the Blair Oaks Lady Falcons over Versailles last night, 69-15. The Falcons will host Southern Boone on Thursday. Bailey Rissmiller with 13 points. Lauren Strange with 11 to lead the Blair Oaks Lady Falcons, who won over Versailles by a score of 69-15. That brings you up to date as far as high school scores across the state in ball games that we talked about it earlier in the broadcast. The Jays played on Monday as they took on Troy Buchanan here at the Fleming Fieldhouse. So a lot of basketball being played on Tuesday. And, of course, with the weather last week, a lot of teams lost basketball games and really having to shuffle to try to get things in the final week of the regular season. Wouldn't be uncommon for a team to try to play three games if they could this week. And, of course, for some of them, it will be at least multiple games in the final week of the regular season.
Yeah, and, you know, Kevin, some of those Class 4, 5, and 6 districts start Saturday.
Right.
And so, you know, you kind of be careful. You know, you kind of wish you were in kind of a rhythm, two games a week. But as you mentioned, with the scheduling and the weather, it's all changed significantly. And I know a lot of coaches, a lot of teams across the state. I think I read today somebody's still looking for a game this week because they've had some cancellations. So it's really, from an athletic director, a coach's standpoint, it's really been a challenge and tricky to try to figure out and do what's best for your kids.
Well, and athletic directors have done a great job this year, haven't they?
It's unbelievable. And you know, I love the communication and the flexibility. And today we really didn't talk about what happens after districts. I mean, you know,
right.
The next rounds and the odd and even. And I know you talked to you know, Ryan Fick, who's you know, does a great job and has pretty good knowledge of that, and communicated some of the options and where they may go. It's just not going to be like it's been in the past.
Right.
It's going to change, and how it changes still is somewhat of an unknown because everything's based upon the winners and what seed they were.
Now, we talk about the athletic directors. They've done a great job. We're talking about here at Jefferson City. Aaron Earlywine, Chad Reisner, along with Robert Nesakia at Capital City, and, of course, Tom Gwynn over at Hawaii.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, just a tremendous job. And you know what? Not just basketball, wrestling, I mean, all sports.
All sports,
I mean,
yeah.
Think about it. You go back to, you know, football when, you know, it was kind of flaring as far as the pandemic and the unknowns and what have you. And just, again, we say it all the time, the opportunity for our kids to have a chance to play. I don't know how fortunate we are. It's just it's really been impressive, and they've had a lot to do with it.
Jays open the third quarter with a three in the left corner by Sterling Deshay. That's no good off the iron. And the rebound comes to the Capital City Cavaliers. Ashton Kaysen at the three-point arc. Lobs it up top, caught by Robert Gray. Gray comes in the paint, kicks it back out to Ashton Kaysen. Ball fake. Works against Steven Samuels. Comes to the foul line, back to the basket. Whistles a pass over to Renfro. Deflected out of bounds by Sterling Deshay. We want to also add that wrestling sectional is this Saturday for the Jefferson City Jays and for the Capital City Cavaliers. They will head down to Ozark for the Blair Oaks Falcons and Hawaii's Crusaders. The Crusaders will be hosting at the Rutgers Fieldhouse. A three at the top of the key off the inbounds pass is good by Mitch Renfro.
What a
couple of threes
start.
And eight,
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, what a great start to the second half by the Cavaliers, Kevin. Jeff City kind of came out in their base man defense. Pretty good execution by the Cavaliers to start the second half.
Samuels for three off the front of the iron. No good rebound. And it's Sterling Deshay tied up by Blake Meredith. Keep in mind, it was the third quarter on Monday night against Troy Buchanan, where Troy Buchanan went on a 17-0 run against the Jays. The Jays fought back and tied the ball game, only to see Troy score in the last 2 seconds of the ball game and win it by a score of 58-56. Ashton Kaysen down the lane. Oh, nice feed to Blake Meredith. Underhand feed on the penetration dribble. Caught by Meredith, laid up and in. And just like that, the lead is a dozen at 41-29 Jays. Between the circles, Kevion Pendleton with the left-hand dribble. Left sideline to Stallings. Back up to Pendleton. 6:43 left to go in the third quarter. Pendleton between the circles. Left side to Stallings. Gets it to Sterling Deshae. Puts it on the floor. Comes in the paint. The runner is no good off the glass. Rebound is fought for. Picked up by Cordae Brown. Leads a 3-on-2 break. Gets control of the basketball. Goes between two. Throws up a shot. No good, but a whistle and a foul called.
Kevin Kelly. 6:27 left to go here in the third quarter. The team in blue, that would be the Cap City Cavaliers, have come out of the halftime locker room. A little different attitude, playing aggressive. Brown with a great job. Got that loose ball, great job on the glass. We talked about the first half. Cap City really struggled rebounding. Jeff City dominated the glass and fought for it, got the loose ball, got coast to coast, and Kevin at the free throw line with the second attempt here, and we have, this lead has been cut to 11.
Brown made the first, missed the second. They've gone on a 6-0 run to start the third quarter. Aaron Stallings back out to Sterling Deshae, puts it on the floor, comes to the left wing, jump stop, doesn't shoot, gets it to Stallings. Stallings comes down the lane in traffic, puts up a shot, no good. Ball tipped at the bottom of the rim. It's still loose and picked up at the foul line by Cordae Brown. Brown starts back against Kevion Pendleton. 1-on-3, puts up a shot, no good. Aaron Stallings gets the loose basketball. Outlet to Sterling Deshae. Sterling Deshae puts on the brakes as he tries to cut to his left. He runs into Ashton Kaysen. Kaysen will pick up the foul. Working 1-on-3, Cordae Brown against 3 Jays in the lane. And I think if you take a look over to the other side of the floor, I think that Darren Young thought there might have been contact and a foul called. It wasn't called, and Jays got the basketball off the miss and started back the other way.
I would agree.
Kaysen picked up his second foul of the basketball game, and Sterling Deshae down the lane, off the glass, no good with the right hand as it trickles off the iron. Rebound comes to the Cavaliers. Robert Gray in the lane, throws it in the corner, caught by Ashton Kaysen for 3, good! Ashton Kaysen with his second 3, he's got 14, and the Jays call a timeout. It was a 17-point lead at the half. At 41-24, it's a 9-0 run to start the third quarter, and the lead is now 8. Jefferson City 41, Capital City 33, and we're back with more basketball from the Fleming Fieldhouse in 30 seconds.
Having more rock choices for your landscaping is fun. Feeling overwhelmed by so many choices is not so fun. Realizing you can try free samples at home? Now it's fun again. Capital Sand Company not only has the best selection, the best quality, and the best prices for landscaping rock anywhere, they'll even let you try it before you buy it. Find them on Facebook at Capital Sand Company or at CapitalSandCompany.com.
Capital Sand Company just makes sense.
The Cavs play here on KWOS.
All right, a 9-0 run to start the second half for the Capital City Cavaliers. Jays have it after the timeout. With 5:35 left to go in the third, 41-33, Jefferson City bounce pass. Stallings steps up, 3 is on the way. Off the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Robert Gray. Gray with a bounce pass to Cordae Brown. Quickly across the timeline. Comes in the lane, around his man, off the glass and good. Cordae Brown has 5. They continue the run. It's now an 11-0 run. And the Jays' lead is down to 6 with 5:15 left to go in the third to get it down to Michael Onakwor. Shot partially blocked. Low in the block, right of the key by Blake Meredith. Loose basketball picked up by the Cavaliers. 3 is away. In and out, no good. Rebound, Kevion Pendleton. Here come the Jays. Throws in the front court. It's intercepted by Ashton Kaysen as he tried to hit Samuels. Back the other way, across the timeline, Brown. Pull-up jumpers on the way. Front off the front of the iron, no good. Falls down on the floor, tries to get the rebound. Ties up Kevion Pendleton.
Kevin, it's pretty simple. What was working in the first half of the Jeff City Jays is not working here in the second half. All the credit goes to Capital City. Came out and made some adjustments. I think the biggest adjustment is just the intensity level, Kevin. You can just tell the intensity level. They're getting after it. They're getting loose rolls. They're gang rebounding. And they're attacking on the offensive end. Jeff City's really come out stagnant. They're kind of settling on the offensive end, taking the first shot available. 6-point lead here in the third quarter. Let's see if maybe they do something to get Sterling and Deshae involved in half-court offense.
Baseline Stallings up to Samuels. Top of the key for 3. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Grabbed by Sterling Deshae. Turn around. Jump a little bit short. No good. Rebound through the hands of a couple of players. Stolen back by Drivers. It looked like the Cavaliers had gotten the rebound. Driver with a bounce pass baseline to Parker Gourley. Gourley turns. Travels with a basketball. That trip down, David, a 1-3-1 zone defense by the Capital City Cavaliers.
Yep, again, they've changed some things here, and that I'll tell you one thing it's done here in the second half. It's allowed them to rebound a lot better, Kevin. And I don't know if the wings are crashing or getting a better matchup. And also, Jeff City's kind of selling it. First shot option is, you know, hey, when the ball's going well like it was in the first half, that's great. But maybe turn their offense over a little bit and see if they can get a little bit better.
Brown puts it on the floor, top of the key. Ball slapped away as he put it on the floor in the lane. Loose ball picked up by Gourley. Outlet pass, and Aaron Stallings with a layup at the other end. Brown had it slapped away. Loose ball picked up by Parker Gourley. Led the break with Stallings, and now another turnover. Losing the handle was Ashton Cation. The ball comes all the way across the floor, tracked down by Sterling Deshaies. Feeds it in the corner to Samuels. Samuels tried to dump it down to Gourley. Deflected. He picks it up, gets it to Sterling Deshaies. Shot rolls the iron. No good. Tipped up and in one-handed with the right hand. Parker Gourley, offensive rebound. Put off the glass. His first two in the ball game. And just like that, the lead is nine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kevin. Back-to-back buckets by the Jays created by their defense. Kind of picked it up here a little bit on the defensive end.
Three away, no good. Rebound, though, by Ashton Cation. Cation down the right side baseline, banks at home. And Ashton Cation has 16, got the long rebound, crashed the boards with the dribble drive. Back the other way, the Jays pull-up jumper high off the glass, no good. Sterling Deshaies with the putback, no good off the front of the rim, but he draws the foul. 3:02 left to go in the third. Sterling Deshaies will go to the line. 45-37 Jays. Again, the Jays led by 20 after the first quarter. 26-6 led by 17 at the half. 41-24, but an 11-0 run to start the third quarter by the Capital City Cavaliers. Foul, by the way, is the first tonight on Robert Gray. First one is good for Sterling Deshaies. He now has 20 in the basketball game. His first point here in the second half with 3:02 remaining in the third quarter. Next one is up and good. 10-point lead for the Jays at 47-37. Some backcourt pressure by Jefferson City. And it's Robert Gray bringing it across the timeline. Picked up by Keith Driver. Feeds it to Cordae Brown. Brown is watched on defense by Aaron Stallings. Works to the left, Brown to the right, loses the handle, reaches back, gets the basketball, continues the dribble, trying to feed it over to Gray. It's intercepted by Driver, outlet pass, Parker Gourley missed the layup, but right there to scoop up the missed shot, lay it up and in was Sterling Deshaies, and he's got 23 in the basketball game. Some backcourt pressure, now foul be called. Trying to bring it up against the pressure was Brown. The foul be called, I think, on Aaron Stallings for the Jays, and that's his second in the basketball game.
Yeah, Kevin, since that about 5:48 when Cap City went on that 9-0 run to start the third quarter, it's just flipped. Jeff City now on a 9-0 run back against the Capital City, and they've done it. They've turned up the defense a little bit, gotten out of their base man-to-man, starting to do a little more trapping, and much like the first half, Cap City's really having a hard time getting out of those double teams.
Ashton Cation penetrates, shot no good, passed it over to Meredith on the rebound, and then Meredith putting it on the floor. He is tied up, whistle, and let's see if they call a foul. I think they may call a foul on Aaron Stallings with 2:10 left to go in the third. Nehemiah Hamilton checking in. Robert Gray will check out. That's the third on Aaron Stallings for the Jays. Team foul number three on Jefferson City here in the second half. Right of the bucket, Hamilton to pull the trigger for the Cavaliers. Jefferson City 49, Capital City 37. Hamilton still has it, still has it. Nice bounce passes. Brown was coming down the lane, catches it, lays it up and in.
Great execution by the Cavaliers underneath out of bounds, Kevin. Wide open layup.
Brown with seven in the basketball game. 2 minutes even left to go. Sterling Deshaies, three, top of the circle. It's off the iron, no good. Tracked into the corner by Stallings. Outlet pass to Deshaies, intercepted by Ashton Cation. He starts back, feeds it out to Renfro for three. It's off the iron and off the backboard, not a play.
Good break, good look. Renfro's one of the shooters. Cason, spot-up shooters. Nice feed in transition that time. Feet set, wide open. Just didn't get it to fall.
Stallings, having picked up that third foul, will check out now. And Quinn Walker will check in for Tony Phillips as Jefferson City Jays with a minute 40 left to go in the third quarter. Sterling Deshaies, bounce pass to Keith Driver in the paint. To Parker Gourley, back up top. Samuels will launch top of the key for three, and he'll knock it down.
Big bucket. Little inside-out action that time by the Jeff City Jays. Got the ball to the high post to Gourley. Good find.
Samuels with four in the basketball game, and now a steal. Quinn Walker back the other way. Whistle, and a block foul is going to be called against Jefferson City. No, check that. It's going to be on Ashton Cation.
Yeah. No, I think it was an offensive foul. I think it was a correct call. Quinn Walker had a direct line to the basket.
Oh, that was on Samuels.
But Samuels kind of like you would blocking out for a rebound.
And now the Jays steal the inbounds pass. And Sterling Deshaies is fouled in the lane, trying to put up a shot.
Good positive minutes here in the third quarter by Quinn Walker. Two steals, another steal that time. Good heads-up pass to Sterling Deshaies for a two-point free throw opportunity.
It will be Sterling Deshaies at the line with a minute 14 left to go in the third. 52-39 Jays. He'll step to the line with 23 points so far in the ballgame. Make it 24 as he makes the first substitution. Robert Gray back into the basketball game. Nehemiah Hamilton will check out. We talked about this at the beginning of the broadcast. Both these teams, I think, are giving the other one something to think about next week, aren't they?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Next one is good for Deshaies. Go ahead.
And you know that half-court pressure by the Jeff City Jays that caused so many problems.
Now they got a steal.
Was kind of... I think Coach Young did a nice job at halftime solving that a little bit. Jeff City got out of it. Cal City goes on a 9-0 run. What does Tony Phillips do? Extends that pressure. Now we're seeing, three possessions in a row, turnovers by Capital City in the full court. So you're right, little cat and mouse going on. And right now things have flipped back to the Jeff City Jays.
Ashton Kaysen, by the way, picked up the foul. That's his fourth in the ball game. First of two is good for Sterling Deshaies, 55-39 Jays. Other one on the way, and this one good as well. He has 27. Full court press by Jefferson City. Robert Gray to pull the trigger, gets it in. And a lob pass middle of the floor, and it will be Gray bringing it up against that backcourt pressure. The Jays whistle, and there's a foul in the backcourt. I think Keith Driver with the reach in.
You know, and fouls are kind of adding up here for the Jeff City Jays. Again, a lot of pressure, playing real aggressive. That time, driving with the foul about 70 feet from the basket. I believe that's their fifth team foul here in the third quarter.
Colby Gates checking in for Ashton Kaysen. Blake Meredith, top of the key, gets around Parker Gourley, and then a block foul on Gourley as he got around him. Blake Meredith did, and so Gourley picks up his... second foul, I believe. We haven't seen it yet on the board. Yep. And that's team foul number six on the Jays. Right of the bucket. Gates to pull the trigger. Gets it in the corner. With it is Cordae Brown. Gets it to the right hash mark. Works against Samuels. Comes inside the three-point arc. Feet up top to Renfro between the circles. Right back into the hands of Brown. Brown inside the foul line. Right wing pass. Blake Meredith, the jumper, no good. Tried to follow his shot. Ball loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds. Last touched off the leg of a Cavalier. It'll go back to the Jays with 35 seconds left to go in the third. The lead was 17 at the half, and that's what we have right now. Jays up 56-39. So the Jays were able to weather that 11-0 run to start the third quarter by the Cavaliers. Bounce pass Sterling Deshaies as he throws it all the way over to the left side to Driver, right back right side with the basketball. Sterling Deshaies at the left hash mark. Driver, ball deflected away from Parker Gourley, picked up by Renfro. 9 seconds left to go. Trying to feed it middle of the floor. It's intercepted by the Jays. Here's Samuels back the other way. Comes in the lane. Shot good. Samuels strong to the glass with a basketball. Gets the shot to fall. He has a 5-point third quarter, and the Jays will take a 19-point lead into the fourth quarter. So even though the Capital City Cavaliers went on an 11-0 run to start the third quarter, the Jays, by the time the period ended, actually extended the halftime lead from 17 to 19 points. After three, Jefferson City 58, Capital City 39, and high school basketball on KWOS returns after this 30-second timeout.
At Jefferson Bank, we understand that it takes more than a good coach and talented players to be a great team. It's more than a well-equipped facility or good-looking uniforms. At Jefferson Bank, we know a team's success is influenced by what takes place outside the training area. It's people in our schools and community supporting you and believing in you that makes you great. We proudly support our local students and their activities. At Jefferson Bank, there's more. Member FDIC.
Cavaliers basketball on KWOS.
All right, leading scorer for each basketball team. First of all, for the Jays, 27 tonight for Sterling Deshaies, 16. 14 for Ashton Kaysen to lead the Capital City Cavaliers. And let's check out on the floor. Kaysen will not start the fourth quarter as he has four fouls in the basketball game. In the third quarter, the Jays eventually outscored Capital City 17-15, David, but the first 11 points of the third quarter belonged to the Cavaliers as they closed to 41-35.
We started this broadcast talking about an entertaining game. That third quarter was very entertaining on both sides, and Jeff City again pulling away. But you know what? We saw some signs from this Capital City team. Talking about signs, Meredith with a really nice drive to start the quarter here for two.
Nice head and shoulder fake at the top of the key, and then the finger roll with the finish, and Blake Meredith has eight in the ballgame. And now a shot from Jefferson City at the wing is no good. Robert Gray gets the rebound, and quickly back the other way. Renfro off a pass, three is away and good. Renfro had a chance, as he is so good at doing, is the opportunity to step up, and that's exactly what he did as far as the pass led him to where his spot was, and he got it. And knocked down the three, and then a steal by the Capital City Cavaliers and a bucket by Cordae Brown, and a foul called on the Jays, and here we go again.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy. You know, and first, you know, this Cap City team, Kevin, you know, down 21 had every right, you know, to not come back out second half and have. And again, credit Jeff City. Slow start the third quarter. Got that separation, got it back to 17, and here we are again very early on in the fourth quarter with a 12-point game.
Foul shot a little bit long off the back of the iron. No good. Ball was tipped up in the air and finally controlled by the Jays. And as the Jays started up the floor, there's a turnover on Jefferson City, I guess. I didn't see a foul. Yeah.
Sterling Deshaies on the long rebound, unfortunately. Shuffled his feet. Kevin's interesting with 7-10 in the fourth quarter. Capital City shooting free throws the rest of the way on any common foul.
Yep, 17 fouls on the Jays. Robert Gray in the lane. Kicks it over to Meredith. Cross-court feed caught by Gates. Hands it off to Brown. Three is on the way. This one's a little bit long and no good. Rebound, Michael Onikor. Tied up by Blake Meredith. And on the jump alternate possession, it will go to the Jays with 6:55 left to go in the ballgame. So again, your score 58-46. Jefferson City with the lead. 6:55 left to go in the ballgame as the Jays bring it across half court. Middle of the floor, Kevion Pendleton. Whistle over and back is called on the Jays. Walker threw it to Pendleton. Pendleton was not across half court when he caught it. Over and back called. Ashton Kaysen checks in. Out of the ballgame is Colby Gates. So Kaysen checks back in, David. 6:45 left to go in the ballgame with four fouls. Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, I think that's a good sub. You know, you're kind of at that point. Cutting away at this lead, maybe have a chance here. Kevin, more importantly, two really careless turnovers by the Jeff City Jays. Kind of uncharacteristic for them here in the fourth quarter.
Renfro passes at baseline. Meredith trying to work to the bucket with the basketball on the right side, and a foul will be called on Kevion Pendleton. And as David said, the Jays over the limit, so it's a 1-1. Smart move here by Coach Young. He gets Kaysen out of the lineup now. And back in is Gates so that he doesn't pick up that fifth foul. And Meredith has a chance for double figures if he makes them both right here. On the 1-1, front end is away. Long off the back of the iron. Grabbed by Brown in traffic. He leans. Lost it on the way up. Stripped away. Sterling Deshaies gets a loose basketball. Outlet feed to Kevion Pendleton. Pendleton with a driving layup. It's good. Brown throws it to half court, tracked down by Mitch Renfro, comes in the lane, shot up off the glass, and good. Good body control, man, Mitch Renfro, and he's got 13 in the basketball game.
Kevin, what a tough move.
Kevion Pendleton between a double team. They get it in the front court, and it's Sterling Deshaies off the glass, and good with the left hand, draws contact and a foul, banked it home, and a chance for a three-point play.
Back and forth we go. This is the entertaining game we talked about earlier. Both teams getting up and down the floor. Unbelievable shot by Renfro last possession, Kevin. That was something else. Next possession, nice pitch ahead by Pendleton. Sterling Deshaies, nice move to the basket with a three-point opportunity.
Has a chance to hit 30 with this foul shot. 14-point lead for the Jays with 6:02 left to go in the ballgame. It's 62-48. Sterling Deshaies eyes and sends it on the way. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out of the hands of Samuels by Meredith, tracked down by the Cavaliers. And here they come across the timeline with it. Cordae Brown, just under six left to play. On the drive down the left side, draws pressure, draws a foul, goes to the line, and that's Cordae Brown. Sterling Deshaies will pick up the personal. I think that's his first in the ballgame.
Yep. Kevin, we talked in pregame about this Cavaliers team and kind of the makeup, and we talked about Cordae Brown, and his strength is getting to the rim, and we're seeing that. Great strong move on the perimeter, and as a result, as we know, matter of fact, the next foul by Jeff City, we're shooting two the rest of the way. Cap City's getting to the free throw line. Can they capitalize by putting these free throws in the basket?
Brown made the first. Next, nothing but net. He's got 11. The foul, by the way, on Parker Gourley. His third, so Sterling Deshaies still with no fouls in the basketball game. And 29 points in the ball game for Sterling Deshaies.
It's kind of a quiet 29, too, Kevin. Scored from a lot of different places. Sterling Deshaies has gotten to the rim multiple times.
All right, the Jays bring it up the floor, leading by a dozen with 5:40 left to go in the basketball game. Stallings on the right sideline, feeds it up middle of the floor now. Kevion Pendleton has it, backs away on the dribble, picked up by Cordae Brown, the man-to-man. Switches hands on the dribble, gets around Brown, comes in the lane, double pump fake, off the glass and good. Strong move to get around Brown. Meredith slid over to help out on the defense, but just a double pump fake and a kiss off the window. And great body control by Kevion Pendleton. He's got 10. Renfro bounce pass, three away. Off the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Aaron Stallings for Jefferson City. That looked good as it was released from his hands by Mitch Renfro. Doesn't miss very many of those. And a nice feed. Kevion Pendleton with the penetration of the dish. And Parker Gourley with the finish off the glass. And he's got four. And it's back to a 16-point lead for the Jays at 66-50.
Yeah, we talked about Brown and his strength. We're seeing Pendleton's strength for the Jeff City Jays. Same thing, getting downhill, making plays.
Renfro comes from the right sideline into the lane, off the glass and good. Got a pass, started from the right sideline, came into the lane, banked it home. Mitch Renfro with 15 points in the ball game, and a timeout taken on the floor by the Capital City Cavaliers. 4:41 left to go in this one. It's Jefferson City 66, Capital City 52. Back with more basketball in 1 minute.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what matters, for new beginnings and new additions, for families that need a new addition. We empower our neighbors and are here to lend a hand. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making banking easier, providing products and services that make a difference to you, saving time while banking online. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood in Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
Cavaliers basketball on KWOS.
All right, welcome back. Full court pressure by the Cavaliers. Jays break it with a lob in the backcourt from Pendleton to Stallings. Now they get it to Sterling Deshaies. Three on the way. Good. Off the timeout. Sterling Deshaies snaps the cords from three-point arc. And he's got 32 in the basketball game. Jays by 17, 69-52. Robert Gray, middle of the floor, lobs it into the corner, back up top to Cordae Brown, puts it on the floor, draws a triple team, ball taken away. I mean, it was just taken away by Kevion Pendleton, passes it to Sterling Deshaies, caught it in the air as his feet had left the floor, caught it in one motion, banked it home, and 34 tonight for Sterling Deshaies. Great defense by Kevion Pendleton, great pass, great finish by Sterling Deshaies, and now another steal for the Jays, and it is Steven Samuels down the lane, off the glass and good at the other end, and he has 8 in the basketball game, and just like that, the lead is 21 for the Jays at 73-52.
What a game of runs tonight, Kevin. It's been something else, hadn't it?
Robert Gray gets it to Blake Meredith. Meredith down the lane, off the glass and good. Got to the spot at the foul line, knife between a pair and a finger roll on the drive by Meredith. Gets him in double figures with 10, and there's a timeout with 3:29 left to go in the basketball game. Jefferson City 73, Capital City 54. Back with more basketball in 1 minute.
The following ad is brought to you by Denning Pest Control.
There are some things that cost less, but work just as well. So why pay more? No need to splurge on printing paper, for example. And can anybody really taste the difference between name brand and off-brand Cheerios? For the same reason, practical people use Denning Pest Control, because they charge less for the same number of dead pests. Guaranteed. Save some of that money for something worth it, like a better barber, for instance.
This is Ryan with Denning Pest Control, removing pests for less than the rest since 1947. DenningPestControl.com.
Trying to find a local restaurant with good fried chicken can be like trying to sink a basket from half court. You cross your fingers and hope for the best. Fortunately, there's Nick's Family Restaurant, featuring family-style food and seriously the best fried chicken in Jeff City. Check out their Facebook page to see what people are ordering and saying. Open Sunday through Friday for lunch and dinner. Introduce your family to their family at Nick's Family Restaurant, Village Square on East McCarty in Jeff City.
The Cavs play here on KWOS.
All right, welcome back off the timeout. Two buckets by Sterling Deshaies. It happened that quickly. The Jays inbounded it off the timeout. Sterling Deshaies with a bucket. The Jays get a steal. Kevion Pendleton with the steal, lead pass to Deshaies. He finishes off the glass, draws the foul. Blake Meredith picks up his fourth, and to the line with 38 points tonight is Sterling Deshaies, and we still have 3:03 left to go in the basketball game, and the Jays now lead by 23, 77-54. And keep in mind, with 5:15 left to go in the third quarter, after the Cavaliers started the second half on an 11-0 run, it was 41-35 in favor of the Jays.
Yeah, and since then, man, talking about turning up the heat, Kevin, and you know, I talked during the break, turnovers, which has led to multiple scoring opportunities for the Jeff City Jays. And might note also, with 3 minutes to go, looks like Coach Young has made some wholesale substitutions to finish out this ballgame.
Pass up top is intercepted by Sands. Outlet to Kevion Pendleton. Feeds it Sterling Deshaies for three. Knocks it down. He's got three threes and now 42 points in the basketball game, and that's 81-54 Jays. Thomas Cassetti feeds it in the corner. Three is on the way off the front of the iron. No good. Kevion Pendleton with the rebound. Outlet pass. Sterling Deshaies one-on-one off the glass and good. And Sterling Deshaies has two more. There's a timeout on the floor with 2:26 left to go in the basketball game. Scoreboard says he has 42. I have him for 44. We're going to go with 44. And with 2:26 left to go in the ballgame, Jays lead 83-54.
I said, what a quiet 30, Kevin. It's a loud 44 now. Trust me, fans are engaged. And Coach Phyllis, nice gesture here, calling a timeout to get Sterling out. The team ecstatic, the crowd's ecstatic, and what an absolute performance and something we've seen. He's been playing like this the last couple of weeks. What a night for Sterling Deshaies.
We talked about it at the beginning of the broadcast. One of the guys that the Cavaliers really needed to pay attention to tonight was Sterling Deshaies, and he hits them for over 40 in the basketball game as the Jays lead this one 83-54. And both teams await the first round of districts next Tuesday night right here at the Fleming Fieldhouse, 5:45 with our broadcast. Ball will be in the air at 6 o'clock with the winner going to the district title game on Friday next week.
Real quick, Sterling Deshaies, think of it this way. He's got half of their 83. I mean, that's really impressive when you think about it. Certainly 83 points, we talked about a high-scoring game. Certainly it's been that for the Jeff City Jays, but man, a night to remember for Mr. Deshaies. What a performance.
Well, and I tell you what, we've talked about it a couple of times. The Jays, when they turn up the heat, have caused some problems tonight for the Capital City Cavaliers.
Well, it's led to confidence. It's led to easy buckets. I mean, you know, we talk about their shot chart and shot tonight settling. Their shot chart tonight's going to be nothing but around the rim. I mean, they've gotten to the rim exclusively. And as they've gotten separation here late in this basketball game, have had some great-looking shots and rhythm and just a really, really great performance tonight by the Jeff City Jays.
Three on the way off the feed from Driver, and the three is down. The shot taken by, I believe, Nathan Huddle. We're going to double check it. Yep, Nathan Huddle with the three gives the Jays an 86-54 lead. So Huddle gets in the scorebook with his first points tonight, them coming from the three-point arc here late in the ball game. So that's 9 different players scoring tonight for the Jays. That's pretty impressive when you talk about the fact that one player scores over 40 in the ball game and you still have 8 other players to score in a basketball game, David.
Absolutely. I go back to the first quarter. The Jeff City had 7 score in the first quarter. Certainly as a coach, and you kind of look at statistics and you look at the, you know, how your team's playing, are they sharing their basketball, and all those things that are really important from a coaching standpoint, that's really exceptional.
Foul was on Keith Driver, his 5th in the ball game, so he has checked out of the contest. In is Tripp Mawson. Mawson, a sophomore at 6 foot. And the foul shots are no good as it rolls the back of the iron. Gates with the foul shots, and both of them no good. And the rebound comes to the Jays with 1:38 left to go in the basketball game. Mawson at the top of the key, pivots and backs out, resets the offense for Jefferson City. Feeds it off the dribble to Deshaun Webster. Webster one hands a pass from the sidelines to Nathan Hudnall. Bounce pass to Mawson as they work it left side. Parker Gourley now left wing with a basketball. Brings it out to the three-point arc. Now looks for help. Leans. Still has it. Tries to get it out. Deflected. Got it back into his hands. Put it on the floor. Now feeds it up top to Deshaun Webster. Webster working against Thomas Cassetti with 1:05 left to go in the basketball game. Crossover dribble. Webster down the lane. Kicks it in the corner to Mawson. Quick touch pass out to Hudnall. And they're working around to the right side. Webster catches 3 away and good. And Deshaun Webster becomes the 10th player to score in the basketball game for the Jays, and that's a 3. So Deshaun Webster with the 3, timeout on the court with 55 seconds left to go. And neither team will go to the sideline, so the Jays will go back on defense as the Cavaliers will bring it up the floor. 89-54 in favor of the Jays, and now a turnover on the left sidelines. Ball slapped out of the hands of Amon Cassetti, went off of his leg out of bounds, and the Jays will get it back with 47 seconds left to go in the ballgame. Webster across the timeline, 89-54 Jays. One hands a pass over on the right sideline, back up to Webster. And the clock continues to run with 35 seconds left to go in this one. Almost a steal, tipped away by Hamilton. Loose ball at half court, whistle. And it'll stop play with 30 seconds left to go in the basketball game. Tipped away and a couple players diving for the loose basketball right at half court. And it will be Cavalier basketball. Jays here, David, right now with a 31-point fourth quarter. Inbounding it across the timeline. With it is Hamilton with 25 seconds left to go. Launches a 3, a little bit long off the back of the iron. Rebound comes to the Jays. With the rebound was Seth Brooks off the long rebound. Got it at the foul line. Jays across the timeline with it. Deshaun Webster with the right-hand dribble. Feeds it over on the sidelines to Ryan Sprague. Sprague holds on to the basketball with 5 seconds left to go. The clock will continue to run, and the Jefferson City Jays have defeated the Capital City Cavaliers in their first ever varsity basketball game. Here tonight at the Fleming Fieldhouse, your final score, Jefferson City 89, Capital City 54, and high school basketball on KWOS returns after this 1 minute timeout.
Your car wants to look its best. The paint, the trim, the wheels, the tires, they want to show off in all of their sparkling glory. Let your car shine with the Quick Car Monthly Unlimited Wash Club. For $25 a month, you can let your car strut its stuff anytime you want. Welcome to the club. Join Quick Car's Monthly Unlimited Wash Club today. Quick Car. Quick, easy, and professional every time. In Jefferson City and Osage Beach.
At MidAmerica Bank, we empower you for what's possible. To support ideas of all shapes and businesses of all sizes. To bring the power of banking to your doorstep and in the palm of your hand with online tools to keep your cash flow in line. Turning lines of credit into lines of customers. And our newest location at the corner of Stadium and Edgewood and Jefferson City is now open to meet your needs. At MidAmerica Bank, we're empowering you to move forward, making decisions locally.
Online at midambk.com. Member FDIC.
Cavaliers basketball on KWOS.
Welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. The Jefferson City Jays have defeated the Capital City Cavaliers tonight by a score of 89-54. Again, the Jays led by 17 at the half. Capital City came out to start the third quarter and went on an 11-0 run. And we were at a very important juncture of that basketball game. 5:15 left to go in the third quarter. The 11-0 run for the Cavaliers got them to within six at 41-35. But over the final 5 minutes of the third quarter, the Jays extended back out the lead. They had a lead at 17 at the half, and at the end of the third quarter, again, it had gotten down to just a six-point lead. But by the time the third quarter came to an end, it was a 19-point lead for the Jefferson City Jays against the Capital City Cavaliers. And then the Jays with a strong fourth quarter, 31-point effort in the final 8 minutes, and they win the basketball game tonight by 35.
The way the game started, the intensity, Jeff City came out, dictated everything. Offense, defense, played extremely hard, extremely well. And that's how they finished the game. So you kind of saw that in the first quarter and the fourth quarter of the Jeff City Jays. Give the second and third quarter to Capital City. Kind of came back, relaxed. I don't think there's any question. Not playing for so long affected Capital City a little bit. But you made a comment a little while ago, which I think is really critical. These guys are going to take a couple days off, and then we're going to do this again next Tuesday. Both teams learn something about each other. Capital City, Sterling Lachey can't have 44 points.
Yep.
I mean, number one. Number two, how was Capital City able to cut that lead down to single digits after that pressure and make some adjustments? But Jeff City plays this way, and we've been saying it all year, Kevin. I have anyway. If they share the basketball, and they keep up this intensity defensively, and they rebound and do some of the things that we saw tonight, they're a very dangerous team. And tonight, they were more than dangerous. They played really well.
And here are the statistics to prove your point. Here in this basketball game tonight, in the first and fourth quarters, the Jays outscored the Cavaliers 57-21. In the second and third quarters, Cavaliers outscored the Jays 33-32.
Isn't that something? Game of runs. And rivalry games, a lot of times they're game of runs. You know, we've done Jeff C. Elias, coached and what have you. There's always a run. Tonight, those are significant numbers, Kevin. They really are. And it's an impressive win for Jeff City and certainly Capital City. Got a little respect, did some things tonight, and you know, we've talked about Coach Young in the pregame, how they've matured and gotten better as the years progressed. Don't know that they can overcome what they saw tonight next Tuesday, but I guarantee you they learned some things about themselves tonight.
And one thing about this basketball game, too, is we talked about it several times as we went through this broadcast tonight. The Jefferson City Jays really turned up the heat defensively. And when they were able to turn the Capital City Cavaliers over is when those numbers started to mount as far as the first quarter and as far as the fourth quarter is concerned. And I think that's one thing that Coach Darren Young, his staff, and his basketball team are going to go back to the gym tomorrow and talk about, hey, we've got to be able to do a better job of handling Jefferson City's pressure. I think defensively one of the things I like that Capital City did early in the second half, that 1-3-1 zone defensively.
Yeah, they made an adjustment, correct. And again, a lot of times when you play an odd-numbered zone, it's designated to try to take away penetration, try to help on the perimeter, you know, with your rotations and, again, trying to keep people in front of you. The other thing that the lesson to be learned is, again, look where Jeff City scored. And Jeff City in transition, whether it's via rebound or turnover, Pendleton, Sterling Dishit, Kevin, they have great finishers at the rim. And those are the guys that are getting the basketball and doing a great job of scoring and attacking, you know, feeding off of those turnovers, which was, you know, I don't even know what the turnover count would be tonight, but I guarantee it was really high.
Jays outscored Capital City 26-6 in the first quarter, 18-15. Cavaliers outscored the Jays in the second. The lead was 17 at the half for the Jays at 41-24. 17-15, the Jays outscoring the Cavaliers in the third quarter, and after three, a 19-point lead for Jefferson City at 58-39. And then they had a 31-point fourth quarter, outscoring the Cavaliers by a margin of 31-15 to win the ball game tonight by 35. 89-54 is your final score. I think I'm taking a look at it real quick. I know the Jays were in the mid-70s. Actually, they were up to 79 in a ball game that they won against Gateway, 79-54. But quickly taking a look at all of the numbers this season, this is the first time the first time the Jays have been almost to 90, and this is the most points they've scored in a basketball game so far this season.
Great way to finish the season, Kevin. Got a couple days off, possibly. Get ready for what you've been doing all year, which is next week, preparing for district tournament and the opportunity to continue playing. And I know Coach Phillips and his staff certainly are excited as that team in, proud. I'm not so sure they didn't play certainly two of the best quarters they've played all year, but you talk about the point totals and the performance by Sterling and the rest of the kids tonight. We're kind of heading into district tournament on a pretty positive, confident, high note.
11 different players scored tonight for the Jays, 5 different players tonight for the Capital City Cavaliers. Let's give you the individual scoring. We'll take our final break in just a moment. Sterling Deshaies with 44 points to lead the Jefferson City Jays, one of two players in double figures tonight, the other one, Kevion Pendleton. Pendleton ends the basketball game with 10. 8 tonight for Steven Samuels. Aaron Stallings had 6. Michael Onokwar was 6. 4 in the basketball game for Parker Gourley. Kobe Sands had 3. Deshaun Webster with 3. Nathan Hudnall with 3. 2 tonight for Keith Driver. Sterling Deshaies, 44 points tonight to lead the Jefferson City Jays. 3 players, actually 4 of the 5 players that scored in the basketball game for the Capital City Cavaliers in double figures tonight. Leading the way was Ashton Kaysen. Kaysen finishes the contest with 16. Mitch Renfro had 15 in the ball game. Cordae Brown with 11. Blake Meredith with 10. The other 2 points belong to Thomas Cassetti. Final score, Jefferson City 89, Capital City 54. Back to wrap up our broadcast in 1 minute.
The best doctors have patients. You're thinking, thanks, Captain Obvious, but I'm talking about patients with a C. If you go to your doctor with an uncommon problem, you want to know they're not going to get frustrated, throw up their hands, and give up. That's why Frosty's Auto Clinic is still going strong after 25 years. Whether the issue with your car is common or uncommon, Jefferson City residents know at Frosty's Auto Clinic the doctor is in, and he has the patience, with a C, to hang in there until the problem is fixed. Find Frosty's on Facebook.
The Hawthorne Bank family has always been our financial foundation.
Customers share how Hawthorne Bank's Jeff Carr can offer peace of mind advice.
I had some interruption in my revenue cycle. I went from having a very panicked phone call to Jeff to about 5 minutes later being totally at ease.
I was very overwhelmed. He made the process so much easier. He kind of took that fear away.
Life happens. You just try to be the calm voice in good and bad.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, Hawthorne Bank.
Welcome back to the Fleming Fieldhouse. Kevin Kelly along with David Fox. Jays win both basketball games here tonight. First ever varsity basketball game between the Jefferson City Jays and the Capital City Cavaliers. First of all, in the JV game, Jays win by 10 tonight, 66-56. And in the varsity contest, it was Jefferson City 89, Capital City 54. And again, a 44-point performance tonight from Sterling Deshaies to lead the Jefferson City Jays. He was one of 11 players that score in the basketball game for Tony Phillips' ball club, and they await a rematch next Tuesday. The first round of districts, it'll be in the same location here at the Fleming Fieldhouse, 5:45 with our pregame show, 6 o'clock with the play-by-play. Our next broadcast will be Friday from the Rankers Fieldhouse, Central Missouri Activities Conference basketball game between the Helias Crusaders and the Bruins from Columbia Rockbridge. 6:45 with our pregame show, 7 o'clock with the play-by-play, the Crusaders against the Bruins, and that's always a good basketball game, isn't it?
Should be a lot of fun, Kevin. And again, we're at that time of year where everybody's trying to get a good game under their belt and get ready for next week. And I think Helias has been playing really well. I know they're on the road at, Smith Cotton tonight. One would think with confidence that Helias probably would come out on top in that game. Of course, we don't know that. That's speculation. But they're coming off a couple nice wins as well with a little bit of a run here and into the postseason play.
Heading into tonight, Columbia Hickman with just one loss in the conference. Rockbridge with just one loss in the conference. Helias with just one loss in the conference. So a huge game as far as the conference is concerned, and we'll have it for you right here Friday night. And it'll be from the Rankers Fieldhouse as Helias meets Columbia Rockbridge, 6:45 with our pregame show, 7 o'clock with the play-by-play. Once again, your final score tonight from the Fleming Fieldhouse. It was Jefferson City 89, Capital City 54. For David Fox, this is Kevin Kelly. We'll see you next time when the round ball hits the hardwood floor on KWOS.
104.5 KWOS High School Basketball.
Join us all season long with Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, and the Falcons on 104.5 KWOS High School Basketball, brought to you by Jefferson Bank and Mid-America Bank. Keep it here all season long, High School Basketball on 104.5 KWOS.